Says the Gemara in Shaita Daf Lamed Vav and Beis Chav Kislev. So it says, Kasha Hishbiach Yehuda. Like Yehuda swore, Mahi, what is going on here? Tanya, we learned. Sorry, Yehuda, Mahi. What's the story with Yehuda? He said he made a Kiddush Hashem openly. What happened? The time you learned, Hayda Meirai Mikasha Omdu Yisrael Yam, the Jews standing by Yamsu, Hayishvotim and Nathchim, they're all fighting with each other. Ze Oimir, Ani Yoedit Chiliyam. This guy said, I want to be the first one to jump in. Ze Oimir, Ani Yoedit Chiliyam. I want to be the first one to jump in. What happened? Kofat Shifte Shel Binyamin. Binyamin jumped in. The Yorid Liyam Chil, and he went into the top of the next page. The Yorid Liyam Chil, he jumped in first. Shenemar says by, Sham Binyamin Sayer, they're the youngest son, Binyamin. Roidim. Roidim, what is Roidim? What kind of word is Roidim? Al Tikra, and don't read as if it says Roidim. El Rodyam, he went into the Yamsa first. What happened then was interesting. But Yesare Yehuda, the officers of Yehuda, Roidim, my son, were stoning them. Why are you jumping in ahead of us? Shnemer says, Sare Yehuda, Rogmasam. That the officers of Yehuda stoned them. The Ficha, therefore, Zoche Binyamin Hatzadik, Binyamin was Zoche, Venasa Ushpischen Legvuri, became the host for the Abishta. Where's the base of Migdash? In Binyamin's territory. You know what it says? Ubein Ksefav Shachir, between his shoulders, he rested. It says Rashi, Ushpischen Legvuri, top of the page, Shabbat Kodesh Hakidoshim, Bonin Chalki, the Holy of Holies is in his Chalik. Says more about it. Omla Bihuda, Lekachi, my son, what happened? Elazar Imid Ein Ani Yer Chila, Vizar Imid Ein Ani Yer Chila. So what happened? Each one said, I'm not going in first. Kofetz Nachshem and Aminoda v'yodiyam. Nachshem jumped in the seat. Chilish Nemer, it says, in the Pasuk, Svavuni, they surrounded me, b'chachash Ephraim, those who didn't believe, from Ephraim, who v'mirna b'yisrael, and the rest of the Jews didn't believe, the Yehuda oid rod im el. And Yehuda went down into the water with Hashem. But all of Mepharish b'kabbalah, we're learning now what happened in Yamsuf. According to the first interpretation of Rab Meir, Binyamin was the one who jumped in. Everyone wanted to be first, and Binyamin jumped in. According to the second interpretation of Yehuda, no one wanted to jump in. Nobody wanted to go in. Each one said, no, no, no. And then Yehuda, Nachmanov jumped in. I once heard from a Rav, it's a very interesting thing. He says, Rab Yehuda and Meir are not arguing. Rab Meir is talking about in theory. When it was theory, everybody got up, I'll do this, and I'll build the biggest buildings, and I'll do this. So Rab Yehuda, Loi kachoy ha-maise. You're right, that's what happened when they had the meeting. But when Maisa, when it came to everybody said, oh, no, what are you going for? I'm Michael. Except Lachshmanov, he jumped in. And it says, but all of Mefarid Bekabola, regarding him, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hoishi Eini Elikim, Lachshmanov jumped in the water, and the water didn't part. So he said, Hashem, help me. Kivo Maim Adnofish, the water is coming to my soul, about to kill me. Tavaitim, drowning, Bivain in the mud, Mitzula, it's all deep, Ein Ma'amid, and nobody's here to start help me up. And then it says, "Al tishtefeni shibayos mayim." Don't let me drown in the water. "Al tivleini mitzvah." Don't let me sink in this mud. So that's what actually happened. Says the Gemara Boisa. So at that moment, Moshe Marich Betzila. At that moment, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening. He didn't know what to do. He davened. Amalei Kosh Baruch Hu. Yedidai Toivim B'yam. My good friends are drowning in the ocean. L'cheida, the only one who did was Nachshon Ben Yonadav, unless Eden followed him afterwards. But after Marich Betzila, this is the time to daven. Sometimes there's a time to daven. Sometimes the time to get out there and do something. Lefanei before me. Amo lefanei the bainish. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem, what else should I do? They're in the water. The water's not parting. What should I do? Amo ledabra b'nei Yisrael, ve Yisrael. Tell the Eden, and they should all move forward. Va'ata harim is macha. Lift your stick. V'netei yisrach. Stretch out your hand. And make it leficha. Because Nachshon ben Aminadav was the one to jump in. Zoche Yehuda lasses memshal v'Yisrael. Yehuda was zoche that he became the next leader. Shemar says, Hoyse Yehuda lekotcha. We say in Halal. Hoyse Yehuda lekotcha. Yehuda became holy, became a king. Yisrael mamshalos. He became the leader of the Eden. Matam Hoyse Yehuda lekotcha. Yisrael mamshalos. Why did he become the leader? Mishum the Hayam Rav Ayonis. Because of what happened at Yamsuf. Rashi. Morning, we jumped up. Rashi Chachar Ephraim, she yod at the top of the page. Yod at least because Allah the Kochshem and Osam denied it. Lamed Zayin. Reidim El Yod at Beyam Al Shabbat Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He went into the water because he trusted. Rav Mikael could trust Hashem. Yisrael Mam Shalosef the Yehudah and the Skadish Lushal Yehudah became the king. Karnem Malev Vayikra Gemara. We're up to the in the middle of the page, the bottom half of the page. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, and now we're talking about Hagrizim and Harevel, so let's see, how would they split? Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said, he cannot say that Levi is below, but the entire tribe of Levi was in the valley, Shekvar Nemar, it says Lemaila, when they counted the Shevatim that were on the Hagrizim, Levi's name is mentioned in Hagrizim. So how can it be in the valley? You cannot say they were all on top of the mountain, Shekvar Nemar already says, Lemata, that Levi was in the bottom, the Koinim and Levim. Remember, the Kohenim had the inner circle and the Levim were the outer circle. So Hakeit said, what happened? Some members of Levi were on the mountain and some members of Levi were in the bottom. Ziknei Kohenu Levi, the elders of Kohenim and Levim, Lamata, were in the valley. It's too hard for them to walk up the mountain. But the rest of the Levim were on top of the mountain. That's the first opinion. All those between 30 and 50 years old by Levim, that's the age when they work in the base of Migdash, they were bound down below near the Arun because they were there to serve. The rest of Levim, the elders and the youngers, they were all on the mountain. Rebbe says, everybody was on the bottom. Everybody, all Klais are on the bottom. Havchu pneim klapi hagrizim. They all turned their faces to hagrizim uposcher bebracha. And this mountain, they started all the brachas. Klape har evil, and they went to har evil, poschah beklala, and they cursed. What do you do with the pasuk where it says al? It says in the pasuk that I'll give you the bracha al har agrizim, and the klala al har evil. Al means on top. It sounds like all the people were standing on top of the mountain. You're saying they were standing next to the mountain. So he says, yes. My al besamach. Sometimes you find the word al doesn't mean on top, it means alongside. Kidatanya, bring your proof from the Lechem Aponim. It says by the Lechem Aponim, you have this 12 showbreads, and then you also have the frankincense, the Levoina. Where did you place the frankincense? Venosata, you should put Al Hamareches on the trays, Levoina Zaka. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Al Besamach. What does it mean? On top, it means alongside. At Omer, Al Besamach, alongside, the Ein El Malma, maybe the top. Kisho Omer, we find by the Oran, it says, Vesamta, it says that you should put the Oran inside the room. And it says, if it's a koise ala Oran, you should play cover on top of the Oran. On top of it, you should put the Pareches. Now we know the Pareches were not on top of the Oran, it's in front of the Oran. So I said, al. Obviously, the word al can sometimes mean above and sometimes it means alongside. Al besambach, alongside. Rashi. First narrow line, Shekranema Lebi Lamata Besev Yeshua Kasiva says the Holy Soul was a kind of Oimdi Mazel Umizel Oran, that they were standing on a negative Kainim Belevim, Almasi Kain Levim Lamata, Kainim down below. Haro Lashadis, who stood on the, who were down the bottom, those between 30 and 50 years old, Lossay says Oran to lift Oran, the Hainim Meshlashim Abbech 30 to 50, Lamata Eitzel Nidah Oran, Elu the Elu Yisro Levim Lamata, the Log Lassi Besev Yeshua. Al Hagrizim be Al Harevos, because Moshe says Al Besamach means next to Kedvash Vazel. Al Besamach shoyim Moshev Shnei Vazichel Levoin the Ben Shnei Asdorim. Now, where did he put those two pieces of frankincense between the chalos? Not on top. It's a kais al oran. Same thing with the proiches by the oran. It says he covered the oran. Al korchach lav al mamish. Definitely doesn't mean above. The high mechitza have proiches. The proiches was acted as a mechitza divider. But loy hayeschach. It wasn't a cover. Okay, back to your mother. Tell you about the bottom of the page. Hav chup neim klape hagrizim uposch bracha. They turn to hagrizim and they start with a bracha. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbanan, we learned baruch bechlal ubaruch befrat. Every single bracha and every single klala was said first, a generic one. Baruch, all those, it's in the Chumash, it says, Baruch Hashem Yochim is Divrei Torah Hazoi. So it's a general bracha. Those who will keep this, the Torah. And then there were specifics each particular mitzvah. Same thing with order. It says, Orah Shalo Yikim is Divrei Torah Hazoi. Same thing, a general order, and then all the specific ones. Rashi, Baruch Bechlal, Baruch Befrat, Kol HaBrochas V'HaKlolos Nemru B'HaGrizim, also in HaGrizim, U'V'HaRevel, Bechlal U'Prat. They were first said as a generic one, and then as a specific one. Baruch Hashem Yochim Adivat Terazayis Oru Rashalo Yochim Hare Bechlal. Bechol Achaz VaAchaz Befrat. Then he also had Befrat. Baruch VaOru Baruch Hashalo Yaseh Pesam Zeicher and Oru Rashi Yaseh Pesam Zeicher. Chen Kula. So first you had the generic, like the preamble, and then you went through every single specific one. Then the Gemara continues. They were said in four different ways. Lilmaid, first of all, regarding learning the dinim. Lilamaid, regarding teaching to others. Lishma, regarding to guard them, and lastly to do them. Hari Arba is four. What do you mean, Rashi? Rashi, Lilmoid, Lamed, Lishma, Velasas. Kol HaMitzvahs Kulan Tu'unas Arba Elu. Every single mitzvah needs the four stages. You need a stage of Lilmoid, a stage of Lamed, and Lishma, and Velasas. Lilmaid, them Oysam, you should learn them. Ushmartem La'asaisam, and you should keep them and make sure that you do them. It says, well, the matzah is b'neichem. So there's a mitzvah to learn yourself, a mitzvah to teach others, to protect yourself, and to do it. Hadikan alba mitzvah l'chol mitzvah. Every mitzvah has four parts. Lulmoid, lamit, it's a clue for me, there's a mitzvah that you have to teach others. Lishma is more loisus than lasus, is more asay. Lishma is to avoid making any pitfalls or anything. Ba'al arba osam nimsru orur baruch b'chlal ufrat. And in each stage of the mitzvah, there's those two things we just said. There's the general baruch and the specific baruch. The general order and specific baruch. So every mitzvah has four parts, and every mitzvah has four parts, and every one of these four parts has two orders and two baruchs. So a total of 16. Every mitzvah is made up of 16 parts. Blessed if you will learn, and cursed if you don't learn. Blessed if you will do, because if you don't do. And each one has four brises. So every mitzvah has 16 covenants, 16 brises. Then the Gemara continues. Hari arba, back to the bottom of the page. Hari arba, that's four. Arba, hari shmeina. Four and four is eight, and shmeina, hari shmeina, 16. So every mitzvah has 16. Dashi, arba v'arba. There's arba brises lilmoid, arba lilamid, hari shmeina, eight. Shmeina, because there's another four for lishma, four for lasses. Ha'ika oit shmeina, lishma, lasses. V'chein besina, kishenemru, kola mitzvah, jesunit, nukulam, ba'orah, ba'orah, ba'chal, v'rat. Likewise in Sinai, when all the mitzvahs are given to Moshe, which we'll see, that's the next piece of Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. Sorry, Rashi's on this side, but the Gemara's on the other side. So 16 per mitzvah. But how many times did Moshe Rabbeinu tell the mitzvahs over to the Eden? And every time he gave them 16 per mitzvah, 16 brisen. So we're saying like this. This is in Har Grizim and Har Evel. Then you have a Chaim B'Sinai, the original mitzvah when Moshe Rabbeinu received it in Sinai. So it was 16 the Chaim. But Arvas Mayav, on the plains of Mayav, the last month in Chumash Dvarim, when he repeats everything again, it's another 16. Shenemar, it says in Pasuk, Eile Divrei HaBris, these are the words of the covenant, Asher Tzivah Hashem as Moshe, Eivish told Moshe to make a bris with the Eden. Uksivin it says, Ushmartim as Divrei HaBris Hazoi, so you should keep the words of this covenant and do them properly. Nimtze comes out, Mem Ches Bris is a called Mitzvah Mitzvah. Every Mitzvah has 48 covenants. The 16, and but Eivish repeated it three times. Sinai, Arvas Mayav, and then Hagrizim and Harevel. 48. Let's do Rashi. When the mitzvah was given to Moshe in the first place, Nitnu was given Kulan Ba'orah Baruch B'chal Prat, the whole ordeal. Chayim Ba'arvas Mayav, Kisha Amrali Yisroel, he said to Eden, Kitachsi, Be'evra Yard, and Beretz Mayav, Hoya Moshe started to explain. Shenemer Eilat Divra Habris. Basa klolos abrachas ksiv. After the klolos abrachas, it says milvad habris. This is in addition to the other covenant. Alma kibris arvas mayev. The brachas klolos kach bris bechayded hagizan harevel. Okay, bechayded. Same thing with chayded. No, it's the same thing in Harsinai. Same thing in arvas mayev. Regarding Hagrizim Harevo, you didn't have to mention the bris because it says profession of Pasik. Hagrizim Harevo, lo yitzich lasuy kroy. Only Pasik. Alo koy ubo aidi. That's where it says the chachilah of this whole thing. To every yid, sheish essay 16 plus as three times mem chesav is 18. Says in Moravite, that's one opinion. Comes along. Rab Shimon agrees in principle to 48, but he just counts differently how you get to 48. Rab Shimon moitzi hagrizim harevel. Rab Shimon says, I remove hagrizim harevel. Because I hold that that Yeshua did not say the entire Torah in Hagrizim Harevel, just whatever you see in the Torah, the curses, that's it. Umachnis oil moyed shemimidr, and in a place he puts in the oil moyed in the midbar. In other words, you have Sinai, everyone agrees. You have Aras Moyed right before Moshe passed away, everyone agrees. But according to Rab Shimon, Hagrizim Harevel, the entire Torah wasn't gone through. It was only limited to whatever the Torah says about Arayis. Do you know what when the third time was? Oil Moed, after they constructed the Mishkan, there was a third time there. Look, Rashi. Moitzi Hagrizim L'fishlo Amo Yeshua Len Kol HaToyde. He didn't say the entire Toyde. Ela Mitzvah She Pasha. Only the Mitzvah and Pasha. Umachnitz Oil Moed. Where's the third one? Oil Moed. Shal Acha She Hukam HaMishkan. After the Mishkan was set up. Nid Barak Hosh Baruch Hem Moshe B'Yishev. The Abish spoke to Moshe settled. V'lomdu Kol HaToyde. Torm the Toyde. G'asiv. V'idab HaShem. Oil Moed. Lame Moed. Torm the whole Toyde. Says the Gemara, what's the machlekes? Why does one of them include the Mishkan and one of them doesn't? And the Hagrizim, Ubaplukta Dahanitanoi. This machlekes is exactly the same machlekes of Shimon and the Tanakam, exactly the machlekes of Nashmol and Rabbi Akiva. What's the machlekes there? Rabbi Shmuel says that what Hashem told Moshe and El Mayed was not something, was not a revision of the entire Torah. He told him generalities by Har Sinai, and then within the year after Mishkan was set up, that's where he told him all the specifics. So it's really, it's one. You can't count Har Sinai and El Mayed as two separate transmissions of the Torah, because it's all one, the hemshich of one. Comes along and says, no, Klolois Uprot is Neman Messina, and Har Sinai have given everything. And Venishnu by Elmaid, and it was repeated again in Elmaid, Venishtausl by Elmaid. Kiva says, no, Elmaid is a revision of everything that was said to Moshe and Har Sinai, and therefore it's counted as a separate thing altogether. Rashi. Klolos Nemra Besinai Bestam Nemra Taita Besinai. The Taita was given in Velonius Parshalai, but it wasn't explained in specifics. Kigoyin Besinai, for example, it says in Sinai, Vizavachta Olaves Oile Secha Veshlemecha, Velay Pirish Matan Domicated. But it doesn't say any details how you're supposed to spray the blood, which corners in the bech, and so on. Haktoras Emurim doesn't tell him also about the roasting of the fat. We have shed in the Tuach, Vecholo Shalayla, it has to be burnt. Uvesevi Yikra Belmoid Pirsha. But then Vayikra came out, that's when he explained it. Then he also repeated again. I was maybe emotionally saw Moshe to read and Tanakama said like Rabbi Shmuel. So the Tanakama holds like Rabbi Shmuel that one that Arvus that oil Moshe the continuation of Sinai was only once. Hilchah has Sinai Moshe Chod is only one. Rabbi Shimon said like Rabbi Kiva holds like his Rabbi Kiva. Hilchah trained it too. Says more vital. The ain't lot called Dov Mitzvah. Ain't lot called Dov Mitzvah. There is not one Mitzvah Shiksuva Betayde Shulei Nichrasu Ola Arba'im Mishmoyne Brises. So say everyone agrees there were 48 Brises. The question is only how you get to that cheshbon. Was it through Hagrizim Harevel, or was it through the Mishkan? Rab Shimon, however, Rab Shimon ben Yehuda, Ish Kvar Aku, Rab Shimon, the son of Yehuda from Kvar Aku, Omar, he says, Mishum Rab Shimon, name Rab Shimon, he says, Ein lecha mitzvah u mitzvah shiksuva b'teira. There isn't a mitzvah written in the Torah, shalei nichrasu aleh, that wasn't commented, arboim ushmoina brises, which is what we said till now, but he goes further. Shal sheish meyes elef vishleishes alafim v'chamesh meyes v'chamishim. Every yid took on not only the responsibility of this mitzvah himself, but responsibility for every yid in the world. So every mitzvah is 48 times 603,000, that's how many yid in the world at that time. This is the idea of arvus, that everyone took responsibility for each other. Rashi, Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, Oymich, Arboim, Rav Shimon, says the whole echad to every yid, shall sheish, made every Jew of the 600,000, the shleishes, Allah from 3,000, the chamish made 500, the chamish made 50, kiminyan, shahoyu, be midbar, like as many yid, the word of midbar, she call echad, nasa, oreva, call echad, everyone became a guarantor for everybody else. Everyone became a guarantor for everybody else. There isn't a mitzvah. 48 covenants. Shall sheish meis 600,000. V'shloish 3,000. V'chamei 550. V'yesh b'chol achas, and everyone has sheish meis elef v'shloish alafim chamish meis v'chamishim. Says the Gemara back to, so then the Gemara continues. The Braisa. Where are we? Amar Rebbe says, the Divrei, according to Rab Shimon Yehuda, Ish Kvar Aku, Sha'amar, who says, Mishum Rab Shimon, in the name of Rab Shimon, Ein Lo Kol Mitzvah, Mitzvah, there isn't a Mitzvah, Sheksuva B'Teira, there isn't a Mitzvah She'B'Teira, Shalai Nichus Oleh, that wasn't the covenanted, Arboim V'Shmeina Brises, 48 covenants, Shal Sheish Meis El, 600,000, Shal 3,000, Shal 500, 550. Nimtzeh comes out, b'chol echad v'echad, every yid, you have a total of sheish meis elef, 600,000, shloish shel 3,000, chamish meis chamish. The Chayit is repeating exactly what Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudish Kvar Aku said. What's Rebbe adding? He's saying that every yid has, 48 times 603,550. So he was an interesting Mai Benayu. Omer Rav Mishashe, Rav Mishashe says, Arva v'arva d'arva ikah Benayu. Everyone, both of them are saying that not only am I responsible for myself, I'm responsible for every other Jew. But the Rebbe goes one step further. Not only am I responsible for you to do your mitzvahs, I am responsible to make sure that you take up your responsibility where you're responsible for all the other Eden. So there's one extra one. The only difference between Rav Shimon Yehuda and Rebbe is the word haksuva b'teira or b'teira. Rav Shimon Yehuda says, shiksuva b'teira. In other words, the tayag mitzvahs. Rebbe says b'teira. In other words, even though it's not ksuva b'teira, but there's every yid is responsible for everybody else. That also is included in my responsibility. I'm responsible for you completely, even for your own responsibilities. That's what Rashi. It's an amazing thing. Rashi, my benayim, my meisav, Rebbe b'may pligi. What's he adding? What's the argument? Amar b'shasha arva v'arva d'arva. Im nase kolechad arv al arvusa shechaver eloi. Am I responsible not only for you the way you behave, but also for your responsibilities to others? Rabbi Yehuda Shimon Yehuda holds that we don't become responsible for each other. Elisha Yishvuru is a mitzvah. Keep the mitzvahs. Nimtzah comes out. Kol echad ve'echad orev amem ches brises. She kol echad ve'echad. That every single person is responsible for the 48 brises of every person. I will not nasi kol echad ve'echad orev al arvu shechaveri. But not responsible for your responsibilities. El al chayvas shechaveri. Only on your obligations. But also Rebbe the Meimar, Rebbe goes a step further. David Rab Shimon, Shabal Limnas, as Brises are Arvis, Rab Shimon comes to count. The covenants, Yeshle Limnas, he should count out of Boeing Mishmaine Brises, 48 covenants, Shal Shishim Ribuy of 60,000, Chol Echod, Chol Echod, and each one of these, Yesh Shishim Ribuy, each one of these another 60,000, because every year, I'm responsible for Reuven, but Reuven's responsible for 600,000. So it's really 600,000 times 600,000. We all took responsibility for each other and their obligations. The halar vusam and on their responsibility. I take on, first of all, the responsibilities of all the mitzvahs of 600,000. Plus, I take another 600,000 for what you're responsible for. It's a pretty big responsibility. There's a big machlekes of shoinim, tesis, and others, whether Yidden are responsible for gerim as well, because constant emphasis here is 600,000. What about all the gerim? So tesis holds that the union of arvas does not apply to gerim, and based on that, the slach has a whole shakl of atalia for gerim kadam for amid. Where everyone's ready yates and all that. We'll do a mitzvah where everyone's yates. It's only arvus that's making it happen. Yeah, another time. That's the Gemara. Others hold that yes, they are included in arvus. Sorry? Others hold they are included in arvus. It's machlekes is a shame. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda ben Achmeni Meturgim Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yehuda ben Achmeni, who is the interpreter of Rabbi Shimon Lakish, he dash and call a pasha kula, the entire pasha of Hagrizim, including the preamble, where it says Oru Imlo Yakum as a Sefer Teda or Baruch Yakum. We're not talking about the entire Teda. We're talking about limited to these to Arayis. Ela Benoyef Vinoyefes. We're talking about Arayis. Somebody's lusts. No, before we had a machlekes if Hagrizim had able the entire Teda was said. Or not. So here he's saying it wasn't said. Order ish. Even where it says, for example, order ish, curse the person that she yasa pesel masechel. What do you mean talking about royas? This is a puzzle of my body's order. It says, you know, but order sagile, lechayda. Could we be talking about a body's order? Is the only thing that he deserves to be is cursed? Is much more than that. He gets killed and so on. Even though the Pasuk says idol worshipping, but he's only cursed. You know why he's only cursed? We're not talking about the idol. We're talking about Erva. What do you mean Erva? This guy committed a sin. He committed adultery with a married woman. And they had a kid. So that kid is a mamzer. And because the kid is a mamzer, he was disenfranchised. He went off the derech and he hung around goyim where they accepted him. He went amongst the goyim, and he went and worshipped idols. And now the Torah says that even though Nebuch, this guy, ended up the way he is, it's not really his fault. It's his parents' fault for what happened. So let this guy's father and mother be cursed. Shekach gormaloi, they caused him. Always bothered me. Why imoy? What did she do wrong? Aviv went and committed adultery, and we're blaming the mother. Or maybe I don't want to say what I thought, what I was thinking, but anyway, Rashi. Rashi borrows the sagi. It's a bit me a koyfe beikuru v'sagdi borrows enough curse. This proves my point that even those things that are mentioned are not nothing to do with arayis is directly related to arayis. The whole parsha focuses on arayis. Elazar bala erva h is ish a married woman v'hoilid mamzer a mamzer tzech ba'yishtoy. He's embarrassed. Also love b'kol. Nobody wants him. He's disenfranchised. V'ainu moitzi isha. He can't marry. He'll hoilich lebein avchavim goes to goyim v'oyved avchavim and he worships idols. Arurim Elish Asu Lavit Pesam Zechel. They should be cursed. Those people who what? Who made him do what he did. Unless Imo him means the woman that he committed adultery with. That's what I mean. The woman he committed adultery with, so your father who was married to another woman, and the woman you did adultery with, that's his real mother. And so you blame them. Bechein Doidish is Kulan. And this is how we dash in all the mitzvahs. Kolacha lefi poshta oisa shal arayis. Every single prota, every single aveda here mentioned to do with arayis. Keep going. Shoichivim chesantoi. Having relations with your mother-in-law. Ve'eches aviv, wife of your father, aviv machay sister. Kulam be'eches isha. All talking about a noyef and a ephes. A noyef and a ephes is adultery. They're all talking about they're married. Will the make him betray Arudin to give him two curses. First of all, it's your mother. It's the wife of your father, and she's married to him. As age is, shoychivim kol behema luchede. The pasuk says if someone has a bestiality, where does that come into age is? Yes, says that Rashi is talking about an age is also meisa behema. She behaves like a behema. Shemana efes. So even though the Torah uses the word descriptive term behema, it means an age is, but she behaves like a behema. Mikalul avivima. Says the pasuk cursing his father and mother. What does cursing father and mother have to do with the adultery of the married woman? It's talking about habo al ish. Yes, again, it's talking about you commit adultery. Mizalzel ba'ovavima yishigadol gedulin roim bebeisam. What kind of kid did they bring up? If you misbehave, that's the greatest curse to your parents. So again, order. So the order always relates back to noyef and noyefes. Mishge ive mefate hz shehisum mebedava talks about over there also that you are you're carrying away the blind, you're misleading the blind. Again, you seduced a married woman. Shehisum mebedava, and she therefore she's blind to what's the consequence of what's happening. Veliyadas oin shekemayu, and maybe she doesn't realize the gravity of the sin as much as you do. And one other thing is you shouldn't move the borders and steal somebody else's land. Again, what do you mean? Balish to his wife. That's his property. You took away some of it, something that belongs to him. When it says we're hitting your friend hiddenly, again, how are you doing besesa? Because if you're a steeder with this woman, a married woman, and you're alone with him, what happens is that she'll have to drink the water and she will die from the water cushion because you again you had adultery. So through discreet things you're causing him a loss. What do you mean taking shoychat to hit somebody? What does that have to do with a married woman? That you take shoychat to follow after this person who's committed adultery. And you try to get her to the goyim lemisa. You try to get her. You should try to seduce her. I guess through shoychat, you convince her that you give her things and so on. Mata Mishpat gave a Yosem, but the last pasuk there where it says that if you are tilting the Mishpat of a Geir and a Yosem, Eini Yedei Ledosh, I don't know how to touch that. The Baal HaTurim says from the pasuk Mata Mishpat gave a Yosem, you learn out the concept that whoever comes a Geir is a Kotchenel Dami. Because nowhere in the Torah is there a Makkah for that. And everyone asks, where's the Makkah for that? So he says from this pasuk here, Mata Mishpat gave a Yosem, I can't remember how he does it, and maybe connect somehow to this Indian. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Second one, right? Tell me what we learned. It says in the pasuk, "V'nasata es habroch al hagrizim bezaklola an harevul matamelim." What do you come to teach us? Imelamish they broch al hagrizim klola harevul. If the whole idea is just to tell you where you're going to say the brachas and where you're going to say klolas, hadi kvar nema. There's already another pasuk which says later on. It says, "Eli yamdo vorechazam al hagrizim." These people will stand to be benched on hagrizim. And then that tells you all the names. And then the pasuk says, "Ve'eli yamdo laklol barevul." It already says, that these are the klol of bracha. Why do I have to tell them in the beginning a klol of bracha? Elahagdim bracha laklol, to tell you the sequence. First, you should do the brachas, and then you should do the klolos. Yochli a klol bracha kaidim the klolos. I would have thought then first do all the brachas, and then do all the klolos. Talmud Leimer. Therefore, the pasuk says that you should give the bracha to Grizim and Klal Hareva. Bracha Achas Kedem LeKlal. You go back and forth. Bracha Klal. Bracha Klal. They ain't called Bracha Kedem LeKlal. But we don't have all the brachas first and then the klalas. The Rashi Yochel Kol Abraham Kula Kedem LeKlal. She Yigmur Kol Abraham first. You should all the brachas Ad Baruch Hashem Yochel. And then Miyachik Kach Yifchu BeKlal. No. Then we learn the Gemara is invited. Ulahakish, we also learn from here that bracha leklala. We compare bracha to klala. Leimelach, tell you, ma klala belevim. Who cursed the yidden levim? Ma bracha levim. Who benched the yidden? Also levim. Uma klala bekoram. When you curse them, you have to say loud. A bracha bekoram. When you give the bracha, it should be loud. Uma klala belashon kodesh. We learned before it has to be in lashon kodesh. A bracha belashon kodesh has to be in lashon kodesh. Uma klala bechlalu. Like klala, you have the general klala. Ashallah yokim divetayde. It's the same thing. Then you have a prat. A bracha bechlalu. Prat bracha also has baruch hashem yokim. Uma klala elu veelu einin vaimin amen. Just like klala, each one says amen. A bracha elu veelu einin vaimin amen. A bracha too, they both say amen. Rashi. The lashon hakodesh. If you learn out koil koil mimoshe. According to one opinion, learn koil koil mimoshe. Okay, we'll stop here.